voters in Northern Ireland go to the polls in the British general election on the 4th of July. The DUP is facing much potential jeopardy, with three of its eight Westminster seats under threat. Its former leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, will cast a huge shadow, with the election taking place just over 3 months since he was forced to resign after being charged with serious sexual offences, which he denies. In the first of a series of election reports, our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, looks at the DUP's key battlegrounds.
It is my pleasure and privilege to introduce to you this evening our party leader, Gavin Robinson.
Gavin Robinson surprised commentators and many within his party in his first speech after being confirmed as DUP leader earlier this month.
That paper did not secure all of our negotiating objectives and did not remedy a number of the long-term problems borne out by the protocol.
An admission that his party had oversold its deal with the British government that ended its two-year boycott of PowerShare and Stormont, which it had claimed removed the so-called REC border.
And it would have been preferable had the debate been grounded with a greater degree of cautious realism about what was achievable.
That shocked John Tong, a professor of British and Irish politics at the University of Liverpool.
Now, to go into a general election and say, actually, what we told you a few months ago as the DUP leadership didn't really hold true, that's a huge election gamble.
Gavin Robinson is in a battle to retain his Westminster seat in East Belfast, defending a majority of just over 1,800 votes. The giant shipyard cranes, Samson and Goliath, that have dominated the East Belfast skyline for 50 years, loom over a titanic battle between two political heavyweights.
It's always a good omen.
A Lands Party leader, Naomi Long, is aiming for another major DUP scalp, having beaten former party leader Peter Robinson in the same constituency 14 years ago. The TUV is fielding a former British soldier in the East Belfast battle and has seized upon the DUP admission that his deal was oversold.
Gavin Robinson's got it all to do. He's only got 1,800 votes to play with in East Belfast. And if some of those peel off to the TUV saying, look, we told you the deal was oversold, Gavin Robinson now admits that. Well, if that chimes with a Unionist electorate, Gavin Robinson is in deep, deep trouble.
East Belfast is one of three DUP seats viewed as vulnerable in this election.
It's very, very high stakes for the DUP.
Suzanne Breen is the political editor of the Belfast Telegraph.
Publicly, they are pretending that they are confident. They're putting a brave face on it, and that's all that a party can do. But I think behind the scenes, they know that these three seats are in danger.
One of the other seats at risk is Lagan Valley, where the shock demise of long-standing MP and party leader Geoffrey Donaldson casts his shadow. Once again, Alliance poses the biggest threat. In the 2019 general election, Sorgan Eastwood slashed the DUP majority to just under 6,500 votes. DUP Assembly member Jonathan Buckley has been parachuted in from neighbouring Upper Ban and given the task to retain the seat. John Tong believes Alliance could benefit from Sinn Féin not competing in East Belfast or Lagan Valley.
Sinn Féin won't say publicly to its supporters, go and vote Alliance, but secretly they'll almost certainly be hoping for that. Sinn Féin has simply said, go and back progressive candidates. For Sinn Féin to help Alliance claim the scalp of the DUP leader would most certainly be seen as a triumph.
Jeopardy also lurks in South Antrim, where the DUP majority in 2019 was just over 2,500. The Ulster Unionists are mounting a serious challenge with Robin Swan. The former Stormont Health Minister is well regarded for his role in steering Northern Ireland through the COVID pandemic. But the fate of Gavin Robinson is the DUP's greatest concern.
Now, they don't want to lose Lagan Valley and they don't want to lose South Antrim, but I think they can live with that. To lose East Belfast would be something else entirely. Belfast has four seats at the moment. Two are held by Sinn Féin, one is held by the SDLP, and the DUP holds East Belfast. If it falls, then unionism has no representation at all in the capital city of Northern Ireland.
The result in East Belfast could have serious implications for the future of power sharing at Stormont. Defeat for Gavin Robinson could make his position as leader untenable, and emboldened critics of the decision to go back into power sharing on the basis of a deal that he has said was oversold.
The DUP's return to Stormont was not lauded by many within that party. And if there is a swing to the right within the DUP, if Gavin Robinson falls, then that does put Stormont at risk.
And that report was from our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.